11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm really pleased to be joined on the line by Deborah J. Kelly, who is a host, a presenter, a fashion model, and an author, to talk about her book Model Diaries UK, which is a number one bestseller as well. The book is part of a seven-part series and was born out of Deborah's passion to change recognition of older women and to embrace cultural unity. So a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Michelle. It's lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, well, my background really has always been in media. And I started with all of the media, with magazines, newspapers and television. And I have my own advertising agency as well. So it was a natural progression, really, for me to then, you know, embrace the stage and to do a lot of red carpet events for charity, gala dinners, and all sorts of things, fashion presenting or fashion shows, pageants. And from that, I also interview on the red carpet, and I've done a little bit of reality TV. I also have a beauty school, and I publish books under that genre.
Yeah.
So they were educational books for different subjects within the beauty industry. So. Yeah. Doing Model Diaries was really a natural progression for me.
You entered a beauty pageant competition, but it was one with a difference because it was aimed at appreciating beauty of older women, and you won it, didn't you?
Yes. Well, I think that I've always worked in the industry to try to change the way that fashion is viewed, because women of all age, shapes and sizes are the people that buy fashion.
Yeah.
But on the catwalk, there's always that sort of skinny, you know, size zero model, which, of course, is beautiful. But there's a huge amount of women who do not fit into that category. And, of course, they still spend a lot of money. So this is very important. And I was quite a catalyst to change the way that pageants worked, because I, just after my divorce, the age of 50, I entered a pageant because my self-confidence was low. You know, there was so much going on, and someone said to me, oh, why don't you enter a pageant?
Mm.
And I did it really for a laugh, and then I won.
Yeah.
And then I entered another one. I'm the current Ms. Wow, Classic Wow pageant queen, and I won that at 54. And it has actually changed the way that pageants view women.
Mm.
And they've started to, a lot of the pageants have now started to incorporate, recognition of women that are 50 plus, which is great. I say hooray.
I follow people like Davina McCall, you probably do as well, and Norica Johnson, and they are really speaking out as well about the entertainment industry, how it treats older females. And it's really about women supporting women as well. I mean, we have to, you know, as a sex, have to get together and kind of just say, you know, support each other rather than tearing people down. And we only got to look at programmes like This Morning or Good Morning Britain, and it's always the older guy with the younger woman. And most of the films, you've got the main male lead character. If they've got a female character, they're normally about 15 or 20 years younger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Michelle. And this is something that I really wanted to challenge, because in the modelling industry, usually by the time they hit 30, their career is finished.
Yeah.
And for me, I think that women of all shapes and sizes, all ages, all diversity, you know, we're real women, and we need to see that reality in fashion. But you are right, and I certainly think that there are less opportunities for women when they get older. However, having said that, my career really took off from the age of 50.
Mm.
So, but the area that I'm working in very much is to bring cultural diversity, integration, unity, and embracing, as I say, you know, women who are of every shape and size. And that includes pageants now, because I have lots of plus size pageants.
And you've worked actually heavily in the Afro-Caribbean Asian fashion charity industry. And you won, is it a BEFTA? I can't pronounce it. You'll have to help me.
Yeah, it's actually a BAFTA.
Yeah.
So it's the Black African equivalent of BAFTA. And I got recognised for my contribution to the world,
wow.
Which I was absolutely blown away by, because to be embraced culturally, you know, at a BAFTA, was something very, very good for me in terms of the fact that I'd worked so hard within the Afro-Caribbean industry, and I've always been very, very happy that they've embraced me as well. So nobody that I've actually worked with has ever looked at my colour or my shape or my size. So, you know, so this is something very positive moving forward.
Yeah. Now, then the Model Diaries UK is a bestseller, and it's a series of books. So just give us a sort of overview of what people can expect to find when they check out the first book.
Yeah, so the Model Diaries UK was really born out of the lockdown and of COVID and of a lot of mental illness. A lot of people who weren't able to get the attention, you know, for things like cancer, because of the attention being on all, you know, the awful COVID pandemic and the way that it hit us. So what I did was I worked out, very sort of, it was very difficult to do, but I did a series of themed photo shoots, which were COVID, in line with COVID. You know, we had, a marquee, we had specially prepared food in little packs, because of course at that time, you know, going back to March, you couldn't share food, you couldn't share drink. And I bought a lot of the fashion industry, but also a lot of ambassadors for charity, a lot of actors, a lot of actresses, and people who classically, you know, weren't seen on the catwalk. And I brought them all together, and we did a series of shoots. So we did, for instance, an Asian shoot. My Asian bride was actually Eastern European, and everybody embraced it. We had an African designer, and everybody sort of came together of every shape, size, color, creed, and we did this book. And it's something that I feel very, very passionate about, and I will continue to work in the field of, you know, getting older women and culturally diversity to getting recognition.
Yes. I mean, as I saw in the stats that reading your bio, there's actually 4.66 million people in the UK who are over the age of 50.
Yes.
So that's a big amount of advertising. We go on Instagram, we'll be on Facebook, and that is a massive market for people.
Yes, it's huge. And it's interesting because I always think about what I'm going to say, you know, before each interview. And I remember when I was a child, you know, I used to look at a 30-year-old and think, gosh, you know, you're old. And now I've got to 50 and, well, 50 plus, and I'm looking at beautiful women, women who have experience, women who have lived, you know, they've been mothers, they've been wives, they've been workers, they've done everything. Women, you know, have been amazing. Actually, I must say men as well, it's not just women. You know, my book features men as well, but as I say, I've really put together a group of people who probably wouldn't be considered to be your catwalk model.
We look back and we can look at ourselves when we were 20 and go, oh, if only I knew then what I know now. I wouldn't have worried. I used to think it was fat, my hair was a mess. And then my mum said to me, and my mum was in her 80s when she passed away, not so long ago. And she said, you know, I look back at pictures of myself at 65 and I think, what a babe. But I didn't think it at the time. And she said, so you've got to appreciate where you are in the moment of your life and try and live it the best way that you can, because it goes so quickly.
Yes, I think that's an excellent point. And I think it is about embracing your age. I don't want to be younger again.
Mm.
I've been through those years. Now it's about embracing, you know, the older years. And I was listening, actually, Michelle, to your discussion about what I call it, the turkey neck.
Oh, yeah.
members group. You know, and going way, way back, I don't know if you remember this because I think you're a lot younger than me, but, you know, if you wanted to do something about your neck, you would either slap it, tape it, or electrocute it. that's what we do at the Angel Academy. You know, I teach my students to slap it. When you're appearing, say, on television, you tape it, so they stick a big piece of tape behind your neck so that your neck looks pulled. And we've got this machine that electrocutes it. And, you know, I was laughing because, of course, now the advent of all this surgery, you know, you can have invasive like liposuction, lower facelift, you can have non-invasive surgery, Botox and dermal fillers. We never had any of that.
Yeah. It always worries me that very young girls are having this done at like 20. That's the when they don't need it.
I think that with the advent of social media now, we've got more women trying to keep up an appearance and, yes. and looking at, you know, classically what they consider to be a beautiful woman on Instagram.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they feel like they have to do something to themselves. And because it's available, then they just go off and do it. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
And, you know, these skincare creams that everybody's encouraged to use. Mm. I mean, my mother, you know, I think she just uses a very basic oil of Beaulieu or something like that. And she's always had beautiful skin. Mm. So I think we're very pressured now in the industry to have to, you know, to buy into it.
Mm. Definitely.
Model Diaries UK is has reached number one, actually, in the first week of its launch, which I'm so proud of.
Yeah, that's amazing. Bestseller. And also you've got your angel-academy.co.uk and you've also got your all the W's, DeborahJKelly.com as well.
Yes, yes, I do. I've got a skincare range called Celebrity Red Carpet Skincare, and that's available. And then all of the things that I do personally through Red Carpet and media is on DeborahJKelly.com. But to be honest, you could Google my name and, you know, there'll be a lot there that you can actually look through.
Yeah. It's really fascinating to talk to you. It's great to talk to you. Really positive woman as well. And thanks for sharing that.
It was lovely to talk to you, Michelle. And we'll have you in Model Diaries Series 2.
And with an electrocuted double chin.
Well, we can take pictures from above, like you so rightly said.
Excellent. That's what I always do. I never put... In fact, you know what's really bad about cameras? Sometimes I'm sitting there on the sofa, and I know this happens to loads of people. You accidentally click on the camera, and you look down, and you're like, oh, my God.
I know. So always take the picture from above.
Top tip for today. Thank you very much. It's lovely to talk to you. The wonderful. Do check her out online because she's done so many fantastic things. That's Deborah J. Kelly, and you can get hold of the book, which is a number one bestseller called Model Diaries UK. You take care, my love.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Just